91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. Today's program begins with a focus on the Miami-Dade College Foundation. For more than 50 years, it's provided support for tuition, academic programs, and cultivation of the arts in South Florida. Good afternoon, Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. The foundation raises millions of dollars so students can pay for higher education. Last year, some 14,000 applications for aid were received. We'll speak with Miami-Dade College Foundation Director Mark Cole. And more, Linda Gastenheimer's Food and Dining. We'll visit with Shannon Allen, the co-owner of the fast, casual, and healthy food restaurant Grown. The other co-owner is NBA great Ray Allen. Topical Currents up next after NPR and Regional News. And we return. It is today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper with you and Bonnie Berman. So we begin today's program with information about the Miami-Dade College Foundation. The foundation plays an important role not only for Miami-Dade students, but also in the community. We have two guests with us. Bonnie, think of the renowned Miami Book Fair International, for one example.
Or the New World School of the Arts. Of course, the foundation raises millions of dollars for students to pursue higher education. Nearly 80% of incoming Miami-Dade College students seek financial aid.
And 50% of them are first-generation college students. And we'll learn more now from two Miami-Dade College students, two exemplary Miami-Dade College students. First, we have Dimitri St. Serene. He graduates on Sunday. Welcome to you, Dimitri. We want to learn more about you and your college experience at Miami-Dade.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good to have you, Dimitri. Also with us, LaTanya goes by Tanya Gibbs. She's also going to graduate Saturday with a BS in Pharmaceutical Sciences. Welcome to you, Tanya.
Hello, how are you?
Good to have you. So let's start with you, Dimitri. Evidently, you had dreams of quite different than what it's turned out to be. So I wanted to ask you, first tell us about the dreams you had before you made the decision to attend college.
Yeah.
Were they hoop dreams?
Yeah, I actually had some hoop dreams to be somewhat of a Ray Allen. I was a high school basketball player, fairly good one. And I really thought that, you know, my life would end with me in the NBA.
Okay.
Where did you go to high school, Dimitri?
Oh, Miami Carroll City Senior High in Miami Gardens, Florida.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And so what happened?
Things just didn't work out, you know. Like they do often in life, you know, you have plans and sometimes dreams get derailed, but, you know, you have to pick up and, you know, you keep going and you try other things.
Okay, so what was it? Then you started working in fast food and retail, and then that didn't go so well. But
oh, yeah.
I wanted to know if there was a particular event in your life that inspired you to further your education.
Yeah, actually, and we can take it into the fast food job. So, you know,
okay.
Being a great basketball player in high school, you know, I found myself, a year later working in a fast food joint, and it was unexpected, but during my time there, you know, I really learned to, you know, appreciate myself. And, you know, I knew that this life was not a life that I wanted to have for myself. So, you know, working that job kind of taught me to aim for better and higher things. And I made a decision to just go and apply at Miami-Dade College. And, yeah.
Bonnie, we're now joined by the director of the Miami-Dade College Foundation, Mark Cole. Mark, give us the background of the history of the Miami-Dade College Foundation, and we'll resume our conversations with both Tanya Gibbs and Dimitri St. Serene.
Well, the Miami-Dade College Foundation was founded in 1965 along with the college. It's mandated by the state legislature, and we exist to support the college. So our reason for existence is to raise funds for scholarships to support anyone who wants to come to Miami-Dade College and achieve an education and a better life.
I understand, Mark, you had a Hall of Fame gala two days ago, yeah. And what happened with that? How did it go?
It was a spectacular evening. We had over 900 people at the Hilton Ballroom. We honored 23 inductees this year. And the inductees are people that have achieved a certain level of accomplishment in their fields and also embody the core values of Miami-Dade College. And one of those core values is civic engagement and giving back to your community and making the world a better place.
I'm sure a lot of people aren't aware that Miami-Dade College has the largest undergraduate enrollment of any college or university in the country. That's saying something.
It's really quite amazing, and there are 300 course degrees that you can pursue there. It's very affordable. It costs roughly $1,500 a semester, and yet 70%...
Run that by again?
$1,500 a semester.
Wow.
So 1 year costs $3,000. So you get a lot for a small investment. And yet, 79% of the people that come to the college require financial aid. And that's why our work at the foundation is so important, so that we can help people like Antoine and Dimitri achieve their dreams.
Mark, I wanted to ask you, is the foundation funded exclusively by private donations, including corporate donations?
That's correct. We raise funds from individuals and from corporations and from family foundations.
So you don't get state funding or federal funding?
The foundation.
The college receives state funding like all state colleges, but not nearly enough. And it's been diminishing over the last decade. So the work that the foundation does is essential. We must raise private funds in order for students to attend college.
And what are the requirements for eligibility for a scholarship, or does that depend largely on the particulars of each individual?
It depends largely on the particulars of each individual scholarship. Many, many of them are needs-based. Others are based on population. Others are based on a course of study.
Now, 50% of the funds for the foundation go to tuition. What about the other 50%?
They go to programs, arts and cultural programs that are an important part of the education of our students, as well as a contribution to our community. Many tickets are $10 or free, and perhaps will be the only arts and culture experienced by people in our community at Miami-Dade.
Does a student have to maintain a certain grade point average to continue receiving financial aid?
Almost always, but in some cases not.
Okay, and that would depend on their circumstances.
Yes.
It's also, Miami-Dade is really nationally known for innovation. It's been one of the largest colleges of its sort in the country for years, and has six campuses. What are some of the other innovations that people might not be aware of?
Well, actually, we have eight campuses now, and we have an Idea Center, which is an innovation laboratory funded by the Knight Foundation, available to members of the community as well as our own students. If you have an idea, we'll teach you how to write a business plan, how to come to market.
So entrepreneurship is a big part of it.
It's tremendous. We also have the Miami Animation and Gaming Center, where we teach programming and animation for games.
What about the workforce development and education? Do you place a lot of your students in employment after they graduate?
We have a tremendous success rate in terms of employment after graduation, much better than our other colleges and universities here in the state. And our workforce programs are aligned with the industries that have been identified by the Beacon Council.
We're speaking about the Miami-Dade College Foundation. We have its director, Mark Cole, on hand. Also, some students, Dimitri Saint-Serin and LaTonya Gibbs. We're going to take a short break on our program and be back with more. And we're back. It is today's Topical Currents, Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. And we're talking about the Miami-Dade College Foundation. Bonnie, another question from you? Sorry, we've had a little technical difficulties here. There we go. We're speaking with Mark Cole. Mark, discuss the workforce development and education program and how much entrepreneurship does depend, is so important at Miami-Dade College.
Well, it's important in a number of ways. We try to infuse entrepreneurialism in all the work that we do with our students. We try to encourage entrepreneurial thinking right down to how you market yourself when you go out in the community. Think of yourself as a business. And we, across all our curriculums, we're teaching entrepreneurialism. And the Idea Center is a place where faculty and students and members of the community can come together and work on ideas. We've got several programs that have come through there, coding workshops, a speakers series. We're working on a maker's lab right now, which is where you would prototype things using 3D printers or whatever type of equipment you would need to make something.
About what percent of Miami-Dade College students go on for a full four-year program, roughly?
Roughly, I would say 65-70% go on to a four-year degree or directly into the workforce.
I wanted to ask you, Mark, what percentage of students are there first in their family to attend college?
That covers around 50%. Many are first in their families to attend college.
And do most of them graduate?
Most of them graduate. We have very, very good completion rates, and we have a lot of support services for first-time in college students, because if no one in your family ever attended college, it can be challenging to choose a major, determine your course load, you know, how many hours a week can you work and do your homework and be successful in school.
Well, we'd like to now introduce LaTanya Gibbs. She goes by the name of Tanya, so we'll call her that. And she'll be graduating Saturday with a B.S. in Pharmaceutical Sciences. Congratulations, Tanya.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Tell us more about your Miami-Dade College career.
My Miami-Dade experience was awesome. I started 2011. It's been nothing but a great experience. I have learned so many things with science and pharmaceutical. I work in a pharmacy now, so it has helped me with everything that I'm getting forward to, getting ready for pharmacy school that I'm going to start in August.
So Tanya, I was wondering how you're a single mom, two children, full-time job. How did you manage to do this?
I don't think about it. I just do it. I mean, my kids are my motivation. So I know that for them to have a better life, I have to better myself as to get a better career to keep their going with their lives. So it was more of just knowing that I'm doing it for a reason, not just thinking about like I'm tired. Yes, everyone gets tired, but if you know you're doing it for a long, you know, a long goal, then why not keep doing it?
What would you say to other people in your situation that are kind of tied down? They're single mothers, two very active children. How did you get your motivation? From the kids?
From my kids, yes. I mean, I didn't have a perfect life in my past, so I don't want my kids to end up in my track. I feel like I did all their mistakes already for them, so it's time for them to keep going with their life and live a perfect life that they try to, you know, go for.
I understand you mentor other students now.
Yes,
what field? In pharmaceuticals?
In the STEM program. I mentor 10 girls at Andover Middle School. So what we learn about is natural medicine. We learn about plants and herbs and how it better us for a healthier life. So we also end up talking about, like, getting ready for high school because they're middle school kids. So we're getting prepared for high school and what to look forward to, what to the goods and the bad, and how to handle, you know, the things that they may come across.
I guess just to bring this all together, Tanya and Dimitri, we want to get back to your story, Dimitri. You were both scholarship recipients, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
The Bank of America scholarships.
Now,
yes.
Would you have been able to do this without the scholarship?
No.
No,
absolutely not.
No, not at all.
Well, that's an amazing thing. Okay, so Dimitri, just going to you, back to you, you were in the fast food world, realized your life wasn't going anywhere. So what happened?
pretty much like LaTanya, I kind of just use my family as motivation to just, you know, find something that could, you know, be meaningful and lead me on a path where I wouldn't be doing anything, the wrong things. You know, I could stay on track and be a better person, you know, be an inspiration to people in my situation. And, you know, I got on the bus one day and, you know, didn't have a car, didn't have anything. And, you know, I just took a ride down and I filled out papers and I, you know, took trips back and forth until I got registered. And, you know, I made a good career out of Miami-Dade, and I'm very thankful to have got the opportunity to attend that college.
Dimitri, when you walked into the room, I noted tremendous self-confidence on your part.
Yes.
where does that come from?
I think LaTanya
playing sports also.
I think LaTanya can attest to that. Yeah, I do have extreme confidence. I think my journey, through my journey, I learned that I could compete with the best of them. I wasn't second rate to anyone, even though I came from a situation that wasn't the best situation. I could be who I wanted to be. And basketball did have a little role in that. and I believe, you know, the lessons that I learned in sports carried over into the real world. You know, that confidence carried over. And that's why I'm here before you today.
Dimitri, what did you study? What are you getting your degree in? And what are your plans now?
I actually am graduating with LaTanya this Saturday. And I'm graduating with my bachelor's in biotechnology, which is the other bachelor's in the biosciences program.
Right.
And currently, I'm also interning at Altor Biosciences, which is a biopharmaceutical company. And moving forward, I plan to go get a PhD. Yeah.
Foundation Director of the Miami-Dade College, Mark Cole. Tell us how perhaps successful students can donate to Miami-Dade and give back, and also looking, of course, for foundations and corporate support, and how people can go about getting in touch with you to do that.
Certainly. We have a foundation website. It's mdcfoundation.com. That's the easiest way to give to us. Or you can call the foundation as well, 305-237-3240. Every gift that we receive is meaningful, and many gifts come from alumni at all levels. We have some very generous corporations here, and Bank of America is really tremendous. And you can hear from Dimitri's story that a life has been changed.
What are some of the other big corporate sponsors that you have?
AHL Arellano Construction Company was one of the major sponsors of the Hall of Fame. Lyon Medical Centers is a big supporter of ours. Northern Trust, MBAF. We have many, many corporate supporters. We can always use more.
What other than monetary donations, what other sorts of donations do you seek?
Well, we are happy to accept gifts of property. You could name the foundation in your life insurance or your 401k as a beneficiary.
Planned giving.
It's called planned giving. Yes, that's exactly it.
Okay, and I was wondering, so the students like Dimitri and Tonya, I guess they're going to stay in South Florida. We didn't ask that exactly. Are you going to stay in South Florida, each of you?
Yes.
For me, I've actually gotten many opportunities to travel. So I got to attend some colleges. I got to attend the University of Florida for a summer to do summer research, and I also got an opportunity to attend the University of Iowa. And through those experiences, I'm more of a take opportunity where it meets me. So I'm pretty open to traveling.
We have a caller on the line. This is Clay in South Miami. Hi there.
Hello. I just wanted to say I give to the foundation every year, and I know there are thousands of folks in South Florida who owed their start to Miami-Dade. That's certainly me. Miami-Dade admitted me when I was 14 years old and probably saved my life. So I give them money every single year, and I mean, it literally changed my life.
You are not.
I went on to become a lawyer, practiced for decades, and it's all thanks to Miami-Dade.
Wow.
Wow.
You are not alone.
I'm sure there are many people
Oh, no, I know firemen, I know paramedics, I know doctors, I know people all over the community who got their start at Miami-Dade. And, you know, every time I see one of the little I Am MDC stickers, it makes me smile.
Right.
Well, we certainly want to thank you very much, Clay, and continue success for you, and thanks for your call. Well, we certainly want to thank the Miami-Dade College Foundation and its director, Mark Cole, for coming on the air. And also congratulations are in order to Dimitri Saint-Serine. He graduates on Saturday with a degree in biosciences. And also we want to thank Tanya Gibbs, single mother of two. She works full-time in a pharmacy, and she graduates Saturday with a B.S. in pharmaceutical sciences. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, nice to meet you all, and thanks so much for being on Topical Current.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Food and Dining, up next. And we're back. It is today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. And of course, it's Thursday, so now time for Linda Gassenheimer's Food and Dining. Linda, of course, is our resident chef, author, syndicated columnist, and friend. She's always in good taste. And today we learn more about a new restaurant that's getting lots of attention. We also have some very special guests on hand. Lots of interest here at the station.
Yes, we
do. Lots of excitement going on
well,
here.
Well, Joe, nice to see you. Hello, Bonnie.
Hi. Hi, Linda.
Well, we're looking forward, Bonnie, to having you back in the studio when you're feeling better next week.
I hope to be back next week.
Wonderful. Great.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay, so here's the question. Can fast food also be healthy?
I don't know.
Well, our guests say absolutely yes. There's Shannon Allen with her NBA player husband, Ray Allen. They've opened up Grown, an organic fast food restaurant. So let's welcome them. Welcome, Shannon Allen.
Hi, thank you so much, Linda. Hi, Joe. Hi, Bonnie.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
And Ray Allen, hello to you. Welcome to you.
Hello. Thanks for having me, having us.
Great to have you here. And of course, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any questions or maybe some tips for Shannon and Ray Allen with their new restaurant, Grown? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
And radio at WLRN.org if you want to drop an email, radio at WLRN.org.
Are we talking just about food, no basketball?
Food is the question here.
Maybe we get a little playoff analysis.
Okay, all right. We're going to go to wine right now because we're going to talk about Fred Tasker, our wine guy. Our wine guy that we love is not with us today. He'll be on the show next week, but he sent me some tips about wine, and we're going to hear about that later in the show. As you know, Fred writes the wine suggestions for my Miami Herald Dinner in Minutes column, and you can read his wine column. It's in Saturday's Miami Herald food section. Well, let's start with Shannon Allen. What's the story behind Grown? That's G-R-O-W-N.
Yeah.
And not the other spelling, right?
Yeah, right. Although, hey, if someday we should be so blessed to be very popular, it may be a G-R-O-A-N. You never know. Grown was really born from a place of pure frustration, but I will tell you, it is absolutely made with love. When Ray and I were living just outside of Boston when he was playing for the Boston Celtics, our 9-year-old now, at the time, was 17 months old, was newly diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Linda, you know a little bit about that.
Yes, we do.
And Walker had just been diagnosed with type 1. Ray was on a road trip, and I think I was probably pregnant with our fifth child, on my way to the grocery store. And Walker had a low blood sugar, which, as you know, translates to needs food now.
Immediately.
Good food. Yeah. Good food. Yeah, exactly. And this couldn't have been a snack. It couldn't have been something quick. It needed to be a meal. Mm-hmm. And I was on my way on the highway to the grocery store, and at home I make 100% organic meals. I make them from scratch. Obviously, I've been cooking for a professional athlete, largely regarded as the best three-point shooter of all time for almost 20 years, and the food has to be good to fuel him to his next athletic performance. But in that moment, I needed what was quick. And when I looked around the highway, what I realized was that my options weren't great. They weren't something that I was going to feel good about. And in that moment, I called a friend of mine that was an executive chef and asked him to provide me with something quick to meet me in the parking lot, you know, which is what most busy moms have to do when you're juggling work and school and lacrosse and basketball and football and soccer. You're just desperate for something quick and good. And 6 years ago, this option of quick and good didn't exist. So I spent a lot of money for takeout restaurant food that day. And I got home and was really frustrated that I couldn't find something quick and good, something delicious, organic, and convenient at a drive-thru. And I remember calling Ray saying, if no one's going to reinvent fast food, I've got to do it. That was the morning that Grown was born.
Well, wow. That is amazing, because that is, it's a huge, huge undertaking. And you and Ray have both been involved from the very beginning.
Absolutely. I mean, we're partners in every sense of the word.
And I understand that both you, Ray, you've been working in the restaurant there?
Yeah. People are very surprised when they walk in. They see me sweeping floors or making sandwiches.
You're so good at it.
And they always ask, is this harder than playing basketball? And my response is always, work is work. No matter what it is, if you stay committed and focused on it, then you can set the bar however you want. More importantly, what's fascinating and exciting for me is to be able to walk through the restaurant and talk to people about what it is that we're doing, why we're doing it. We don't look at it as a restaurant. We look at it as a way of life, you know, changing people's eating habits, changing how people look at food, change how people look at their bodies, and hopefully start a conversation where people do want better for themselves.
Well, I have to congratulate you, because I did stop in the restaurant yesterday, and it's really beautiful, and you've got greenery growing everywhere, all kinds of herbs and flowers and all, and a tree of green. Actually,
yes.
I've put it on the Facebook page to see so people can go and see the photograph, but you're also having a garden on the roof. Now, how does that work?
Yeah, so part of the inspiration behind Grown is that people have gotten so far away from where our food source comes from. I mean, we live in South Florida, we can grow fruits and vegetables here 10 months out of the year. And there are some extraordinary local organic growers that we work with every day at Grown, from Verde Farms, Gabriel Mariuski at Paradise Farms Organic, Marjorie.
So you really do. And
yeah.
I noticed that even your condiments, that are the ketchup and all, that's all organic.
It's 100% organic.
Right.
And we're working towards getting USDA organic facility certification, which is not easy. And everyone's told us, you know, throughout this six-year process, you don't need to be organic certified, but we are so staunch in our beliefs that it gives that extra layer of convenience and confidence to our customer that we're not taking any shortcuts here. So the greenery is by design. We want kids especially to understand that your food is not made, it's not manufactured, it's grown.
Hence the name Grown.
Exactly.
Okay.
Bonnie, it's too bad that you're not here, because we have some tremendous food here, and I was going to ask permission if I could sample it.
Please.
Definitely.
When did you ever ask permission? Joseph, Ray, it must be that he's afraid of you, because he has never asked permission before.
No, I don't. You
it's
don't,
delicious.
Joe, you eat at will.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is, if it's usually, I don't know if you have pork there, but if there's no pork. Usually Joe isn't interested.
All right.
We have bacon in our paleo omelets in the morning.
Ah, okay.
It's organic.
I also want to piggyback on something Shannon said, that the tenant restaurant, since we've been open, people come in and they say, where's the sugar? Or where's the mayonnaise? I need this, I need that. And so in talking about changing the conversation, the food typically is a standard taste to it. And we have a lot of nice little sauces that we add that are organic. So getting people to go away from adding all the extra condiments and the accessories to their food, that's half of why a lot of people in this country are, you know, obese. So we wanted to change that conversation a little bit. So we have brown sugar in a restaurant. We don't have regular sugar.
Right, exactly.
You know, so.
And we use coconut oil, organic safflower or sunflower oil or canola oil. And and olive oil
this
for
is
cooking.
Delicious. It's a very peppery arugula.
No, tell us what
are you eating now? Are you having the Mediterranean salad or the Capri?
Yes. He's got the Mediterranean.
Mediterranean. Yes. So that's got quinoa tabbouleh.
Mm-hmm.
It has marinated red onions, tomatoes, homemade organic hummus that we make on site daily.
Now you make everything from scratch, on site.
And the credit for that really goes to our executive chef, Todd Kiley. He is the person that I called those 6 years ago and asked me to meet in the parking lot with food for my kids. And he has 150 concepts under his belt. He truly is an extraordinary chef. And this is a new venture for him as well. I mean, he's a traditional restaurant chef. And I basically looked at him and said, dude, all that stuff you've done everywhere where you guys have freezers and microwaves and fryolators, that's out the window here. And he's really stepped up to the plate and arisen to the challenge. We do not have a freezer at Grown. The only frozen items we have are organic frozen fruits for our smoothies. And that's only because we didn't want to add ice.
Now, how
ice.
Did you develop the healthful recipes to make sure that they were?
Well, there's a bunch of stuff. I mean, for one, we make the stuff that we make at home. I mean, I've been cooking for Ray, his pregame meal, for almost 20 years, and we both come from a family of
cooks. I think you did okay with that. Yeah. He seems to have done all right with that.
And that's all him. I can't take credit for his athletic prowess in any way. I've never dribbled the orange ball. But we do also have a head nutritionist named Tara Mardigan, who just wrote a book, an amazing book called Real Fit Kitchen. And we have a health and wellness practitioner that we consult with named Fahim Mujahid, who is also Miami-based. So, you know, Chef and Ray and I really developed the menu. Chef developed all the recipes. And
the
we consulted. The other salad you have there, I believe, is the Havana. Does that have black
corn,
beans?
I see corn, black beans.
Yes. Pico de gallo, black bean salsa, homemade tortilla chips. Tortilla strips that we bake on site.
They were delicious, I have to say.
A mix
and they're
of
gluten-free.
Tuscan kale. They're gluten-free. That's the other thing, Linda. If we're really talking about the Grown experience, can organic, delicious food be fast food? The truly amazing experience that I think Ray and I are having at Grown is the overwhelming outpouring of love and support from families that have children and loved ones with food allergies.
Right. We were talking about that before the show, that so many, you're shocked by how many people come in with children with allergies. Now, how do you handle that in the restaurant?
Well, the thing is, first of all, we're excellent listeners, and all of our team, our Grown team, they're extraordinary people. But we listen and then we react. So if you come in with a gluten-free allergy, if you're a celiac, for example, we only make your gluten-free wraps or your gluten-free sandwiches in the salad zone, and we use a safety zone, allergen-safe cutting board and knife that is put in a separate location. In the morning, our griddle is only celiac-safe. We make gluten-free blueberry pancakes.
Wow.
Well, that's fantastic, because even though you go to a restaurant and they say, well, we serve this gluten-free, but it could have been made on whatever that had wheat on it.
Right. We only serve gluten-free pasta.
It is.
Sorry, where is you, Bonnie wants to come right away and go there. Where is it?
Right away.
We're right across the street from Dayland Station, 8211 South Dixie Highway.
It's the corner of US 1 and 67th Avenue Ludlam.
Oh, okay.
So you can take the metro rail right
there. Absolutely.
Right there.
And a lot of people do.
And you can't miss it because it's all decorated. Who did all those decorations?
Shannon did all the decorations.
Is that right? It's
with
fantastic.
An architect and an interior designer.
So
sweet.
From Dixie Highway, you can see those red flowers and all the green grown there.
It screams farm to table.
It really is. Yeah. And it's going to be farm on the roof to table.
That's
soon.
Right. Yeah. We're taking local sustainable to new heights. You can't get any more local than that.
And so tell us a little bit more, because you've brought so much food for us. We've been drinking a green drink. Now, normally when people see this green drink, they're thinking, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was absolutely delicious. So
I'm
what
so
was
glad.
In it?
So Love Greens, that's our signature green juice. And it's a fresh pressed juice. We press everything after you order it. It's a handful of spinach, a handful of kale, 3 celery stalks, 1 whole cucumber, 1 green apple, a slice of pineapple, a thumb of ginger, and a handful of parsley. And that's Love Greens. And typically people say, I love the idea of a green juice, but most green juices taste like salad dressing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ours doesn't. It's really delicious.
And I love that juice simply because no one thing in there is overpowering the other.
Not even the ginger?
Yeah, no.
Not even
and
the
that's,
ginger.
That's the thing, good analysis, because ginger, if you taste in a lot of juices, you taste it come through too much, and it's just a hint of it. And that's what I love about it, because it's just very subtle, but you can still taste it on your palate.
And I guess pineapple gives it a tiny bit of, just a tiny bit of sweetness, right?
It does. And the green apple. And the green apple. So that cuts the bitterness of the spinach and the kale.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I liked about it was that it's very refreshing, and I think that comes from the cucumber. It's really, really a refreshing drink.
Oh, I'm so glad you liked it.
And that was wonderful. But we're going to take a short break now.
Okay.
I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Shannon and Ray Allen about their new restaurant, Grown. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we've been talking about Grown, the healthy fast food restaurant owned by Shannon and her NBA star husband, Ray Allen. They've been telling us the story behind the restaurant and all the kinds of foods it's been serving, and we've been gorging ourselves. If you can gorge, you say gorge it and be healthy, but we are. We've been having a wonderful, wonderful time here. But in case you're really, really hungry, you want a quick dinner in minutes for tonight, here's one that's really simple. It's family pleaser. And it happens to be healthy, too. It's pork pizziola with arugula and white bean salad. So the sauce is really simple. And what I want to tell you is that when you make this sauce, you buy a pasta sauce and look in the supermarket because you can find low-salt or no-salt-added pasta sauces. And then you can add to that a little garlic and some olives, a little hot pepper sauce, and just warm it in the microwave. Simple, simple recipe for the sauce. And here's a tip on how to cook pork tenderloin. Now, if you want something that's low in fat, look for meat that has loin in the name. So pork tenderloin. I butterfly it. And that means you cut the pork tenderloin in half lengthwise, but not all the way, just almost in half, and you open it like a book. So then it only takes about 8 minutes to cook. So you cook it in your sauté pan, you put your sauce on it, and you're done. Couldn't be simpler. For the salad, again, look for low-sodium white beans in a can, rinse and drain them, wash a little arugula, and toss it with some salad dressing. Very simple, easy, the complete recipe and a photo is at my website, dinnerinminutes.com. And you can also see pictures of our guest today, Shannon, and, and Ray Allen, and their son. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer.
Ray Allen, Heat and the Hornets. What's going on there?
Excuse me. This is a food program.
Way to try to sneak that in, Joe.
It's the Heat are down 3-2.
No, excuse me.
Last night wasn't a great game for the Heat.
But we love the Heat.
Okay, we love the Heat, and we love the food we're talking about, Grown.
If you can't take the Heat, get out the kitchen.
You just turn into a sports show.
No call-ins.
Okay. We're going to go to the wine part of the show. Fred Tasker's not with us. He's visiting his family. And so he wanted me to just tell you a little bit about Rosé Wines. And he said every spring, it's his annual, maybe chronic column, because people are against Rosé Wines. And he said Rosé Wines need to get some respect now. And he said about a decade ago, they had turned the Rosé Wines into something that was oversweet Kool-Aid. But it's not anymore. And so today the market's full of crisp, dry, intensely fruity wines. This is from Fred, smelling like white blossoms and tasting like tart strawberries or pink grapefruit. That sounds good to me, I think.
Very poetic.
Yes. That's Fred. It's existing somewhere between white rind and red rind, and they go with a huge range of foods, from spiral-cut ham to chicken salad sandwiches to tuna, seared black and red in the middle. And he says that it's very, very easy. Here's a couple of wines that he suggests. The 2015 Stoller Family Estate Pinot Noir Rosé. It's from Sonoma County. It smells like roses and tastes like pink grapefruit. That's a $25 bottle. This is Fred talking. Mm-hmm. And the second one is a 2015 El Coto de Rioja Rosado. It's from Spain's Rioja region. And it's based on the Tempranillo grape. And that one is about $11, so not bad.
Not bad at all.
All right, let's go back to Ray and Shannon and talk about Grown. Shannon, you told me today you were in a hurry when you came to the studio. You still have your apron on.
Yes.
Because you opened up the drive-thru. So tell us about that.
Oh, my gosh. It's such an amazing experience to be on the other side of the drive-thru and seeing moms in their cars with screaming babies in the background in their car seats on their way from one you know, sports activity to dance to lacrosse to football to soccer, and to be able to hit our drive-through for organic, delicious
and
food
for their
babes.
And they're not getting fries.
Yeah. Right. You know what? Actually, I've had a few people come through and say, hey, do you guys have fries? And I say, no, we don't. And I'm excited to say that. Fries are a great treat. But when Ray and I were first developing this concept for Grown, I actually sat with some of the people from Sir Walter Willett's team at the Harvard Public
yes,
School
I've,
of Health.
I've been on panels with him.
Yeah, I've terrific. Never met him personally. But I will tell you that there is real information and stats about the fact that kids ages 2 to 17 hit a fast food drive-through 3 times a week, which is fine. But my goal really was to provide something that moms could feel good about at the drive-through.
So now, is that tinny voice in the drive-through belong to Ray Allen?
It does.
How'd you know that, Joe?
Somebody gave you a hint, Joe. He asks you if you have any food allergies in your party.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So how does it work? Do I call ahead in advance, or do I just sit there and wait for it to come to me since it's made fresh? How does it work?
Our drive-through times right now are under 2 minutes, and we only just opened it yesterday, if you can believe that. We're making delicious, organic, freshly prepared food all day long. So we had one ticket yesterday that took 4 minutes. That was for a mom that ordered a grilled cheese sandwich. But our gluten-free panko encrusted chicken tenders, the kids' gluten-free pasta with marinara, yogurt, and the side of fruit, the house-roasted turkey sandwich on gluten-free bread, that stuff is really quick to make. I mean, it's assembly line style. So we're constantly cutting fresh fruit. We're constantly putting yogurt in packages, and it's really been exceptional thus far.
And can you also, like, call ahead and then just stop in and pick up something?
Absolutely. And we actually currently are delivering as well.
You're delivering?
Through Postmates, which is a great online service. If you have
now,
the
don't
Postmates
tell us Ray does
app.
That too.
No.
I got to draw the line somewhere, yeah. Joe. He's not making house calls, ladies.
No, you just killed it right there.
It's done.
So you can call ahead, and the parking there is quite easy, so if you wanted to just drive in and pick it up.
We have great parking, but our drive-thru works like a traditional drive-thru experience. You pull up to the drive-thru ordering system, you place your order, you pull up, you pay, you grab your food, and you're back on US-1.
And I will say that most people that have come through and not stopped and eaten have been deterred by the line. The line is, once you get through the line, it's probably 15, 20 minutes. Once you get on to the PO, point of service, point of sale, you're through the line, your food gets you in 2-3 minutes, and then you're out the door. So you see people sitting down in the restaurant, and they're there for 5-15 minutes, and then they're gone, and then you see it just turn over and over again.
So you're talking about the lines to get into the restaurant?
Exactly. Yes.
It's been such a great success.
Yes.
Now, I understand that your hours are a little different right at the moment because right. It's a soft opening, so tell us about that.
Right. Right now we're running soft launch hours, so we're open at 7 a.m. for breakfast, and then we switch over to lunch at 11 a.m., and we're closing at 5 p.m. So 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Saturday. We have been closed the last 4 Sundays for hiring and training, but we will be open this Sunday.
And so eventually you're planning to open later?
Yep, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. will be our traditional hours of operation. But we're really using this time to get customer feedback, really be good students of the customer and the guest experience, and properly hire and train so that our team members are really fully absorbed in the Grown experience and really can embody that Grown lifestyle that we want to try to project to our customers and really create a wow experience for guests.
That's wonderful. Now, you also have something called a kindergarten.
Yeah.
Now, garden, G-A-R-D-E-N. So yes. Tell us about that.
Well, we've got a bunch of really great stuff for kids at Grown. Our target really is the busy family. You know, moms, dads, two moms, two dads, grandparents, caregivers. It's all about the busy family. So in the center of our restaurant, we have what we call the Giving Tree, which is a G-Sky. It's a living wall. And at the bottom quarter, what you'll see is fresh growing herbs. So kids can smell, they can taste. It's almost like a little planted space for them to really understand that fruits and veggies are grown. The kindergarten is a space where we'll have potting and planting courses, teach kids nutritional classes and how to make healthy snacks.
Wow. And there's on my Facebook page, there's a picture of the tree.
Great.
And you and everything, and it looks great. So much more we want to talk about. It's been a very wonderful, tasty week.
I'm sorry I missed it.
Well, we'll
Bonnie,
see.
You're always welcome.
Bonnie,
I'll be coming, Shannon.
Awesome.
Okay, I'll take you down.
Grown woman.
Bonnie, I'll take you down there, okay?
Okay, that's a deal.
All right. Well, thank you, Shannon Allen and Ray Allen, for coming in.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Joe,
and for the very delicious food, congratulations to Grown. It's located at 8211 South Dixie Highway. Next week, we'll be talking about America's Best Breakfast with author Lee Schrager. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
And thanks for tuning in. Our producer, Richard Ives. Technical direction from online producer, Paul Leary. Polly Landis is associate producer. It's easy to download free audio archives of our programs. That's at WLRN.org. More information and links at the Topical Currents Facebook page. Tomorrow it's Science Friday at 1 o'clock. Monday we return with multimedia journalist Faraya Chidea about her book, The Episodic Career. And today's calendar. On this day in 1926, 90 years ago, the birth of author Harper Lee in Monroeville, Alabama. She was a childhood friend and schoolmate of Truman Capote, and her semi-autobiographical novel, To Kill a Mockingbird, won a Pulitzer Prize in 1961. She died at age 89 earlier this year. And on this day in 1937, 79 years ago, the birth of Iraqi strongman Saddam Hussein. Saddam means one who confronts in Arabic. Upon coming to power, he modeled his government after Egypt's Nasser. And one more while we pray for rain. On this day in 1961, 54 years ago, Milwaukee Braves lefty Warren Spahn pitches his second career no-hitter against the Giants at age 41. Again, audio archives at our website, WLRN.org. So we leave with this from Harper Lee. Her first draft of Mockingbird was called Go Set a Watchman. Quote, many receive advice, only the wise profit from it. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, Linda Gassenheimer, thanks for listening. Next, it's Here and Now from NPR News.